Oh, you're more than welcome. It's my pleasure.
Marcel, the first thing I've got to ask you is, do you enjoy yourself eating really hot chilies?
Absolutely love it.
Why?
Why? Because it's sensational. It makes a dish just come alive, and the flavours of the chili is just sensational.
But when they're really hot, they burn so much, how can you taste anything?
Oh, no, they still have very nice flavours. Actually, the hotter the chilies, actually, the more flavour they actually get, in my opinion.
Okay, how did you start growing chilies? How did you get into the business?
Oh, look, it's a long, long story. I used to have a restaurant on the central coast in Avoca Beach. Used to do a lot of European with Asian influences. And the chilies has always been in me. So, yeah, I always had a few dishes with chilies and it just grew from there.
So you thought you may as well grow your own. If you like cooking with them and eating them, may as well grow your own.
Grow my own, yes, absolutely.
Now tell us about this really, really hot chili. What's the name of it?
It's the Trinidad Scorpion, the Butch Tea variety.
The Trinidad Scorpion Butch Tea variety. Did you make that name up?
No, we didn't make that name up at all. The name, the seed originally came from America, sent to the Hippie Seed Company in Etalong on the Central Coast. He passed in the seeds on to me and said to me, "Oh, Marcel, I think they are much hotter than we had before." So we started growing them, and oh, God, he was right. And they are so hot. And we got them tested in the lab, and they came out with 1.46 million Scoville units in heat.
All right, now let's talk about the way you do measure the heat and the intensity of chilies. It's some sort of scale, the Scoville scale. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's the Scoville scale. Say like a jalapeno, it's about 7,000 Scoville in heat.
Yeah.
And obviously this one is 1.46 million. It comes originally from Wilbur Scoville. He used to break the chilies down with water, and then how long it would take until there was no more heat left would be the Scoville units in heat.
So that's how the heat is measured.
Yep, yeah. In these days, they do it in a laboratory, and they do it a little bit different.
So what sort of laboratory did you have to send it to get the heat measured?
We have a food lab in Melbourne that did it for us. They have a HPLS machine. It's a special machine where they use it, that they used to test it with.
So if this particular chili, the Trinidad Scorpion Butch Tea chili, has a measurement of 1.46 million, does that make it the hottest chili in the world?
Yes, so far on record, yes, definitely.
Have you tasted it yourself?
Oh, absolutely. Got to have a taste of it.
I mean, you couldn't just bite into a chili that hot.
No, we just bite into it and we just wait and see what happens. It was like eating a fruit salad. And then it just exploded in my mouth. It was fantastic.
So has anyone else tried it, or are you the only one brave enough to?
Oh, no. My mate Neil and Mark, a couple of my friends, you know, we get right into it.
How would you cook with a chili this hot? Because it would be dangerous, wouldn't it? I mean, you'd have to be really careful preparing it.
Oh, absolutely. You would have to wear gloves. You would have to wear a full chemical or face mask as the fumes with the cooking are extremely, very bad for you. You know, they go into your lungs and you start coughing. But, you know, a little bit, slice up a little bit and put it nice through your laksa or your stir fry or something like that. It's fantastic.
So you have to wear a gas mask when you cook with it?
That's correct, yeah. I do a bigger pot. So, like, the fumes are extremely, extremely potent.
Can you imagine a chili being hotter than this, or do you think this is as far up the scale as a chili's going to go?
Well, I think it's, it's really, really hot, but God knows what we find down the track. You know, we've got a big world out there, and, you know, there's lots of different varieties of chilies that are, being picked up now as the chili becomes more popular. So, you know, we get chili seeds sent from all over the world now, and also my friend Neil from the Hip Seed Company, he gets a lot of different seeds sent to him. So, like, we do all the testing with him, and, yeah, hopefully we'll find a hotter one again.
Do you think it's surprising that the hottest chili, the one that you certainly believe is the hottest one on record, has been grown here in Australia?
No, it's fantastic. I mean, our climate is just so perfect for it, you know. Nice warm days, nice long sunny days we have in the summer. Fantastic. The environment is just perfect.
And what is the best meal that you've cooked, the best dish you've cooked so far with this particular chili?
Oh, I cooked one dish. It was so good. My wife couldn't even eat it. I made a chicken laksa the other day, but I must admit, a little bit too much in it. I had put a whole one in it. and it was just a little bit too much, to be honest.
What happened to your wife?
She started crying and she said that she was not going to eat my food anymore.
Is she still cross with you?
No, she's okay now. So now I'll promise her not to cook with chili anymore unless she puts it in herself.
Lovely to talk to you, Marcel. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a spicy day today.
I will indeed. Probably not as spicy as yours, though.
No, well, you can always change. You get there one day.
Thanks so much, Marcel.
No worries. Bye.
Bye-bye.